evening, everyone. Welcome to the, what is the date? The July 27th, 2021 City Council meeting. Oops. How are you getting rid of that?
Christy, can you give us a quick audio check?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, thanks.
Fantastic. Oh, no, you're fine. So we're all set. Everyone is here, but we're still Zooming in case people want to listen and see how efficient and effective we are. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fantastic. Now, most important thing, roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. I have no amendments for the agenda, but we do have some presentations. We have, actually, Jim and Ray and Barrett are doing these, correct? We have six, is that correct? Six employees. For getting recognition anywhere from, is it 5 to 20 years?
Yes.
And I tell you what, Goldsmith, you've been here 15 years, did I see that?
Yes, that's correct.
I didn't think you were that old. I thought you were like 24 years old. That's awesome.
Thanks.
So anyway, so I will turn it over to the chief.
Okay. Can I go ahead and get Sam first and Dennis? Come on up. So we're here to recognize Sam and Dennis. Sam's been here 20 years and Dennis has been here 5 years for the city of Yorkville. So I'm going to kind of go over each one of them separate. So Sam was, I met Sam 25 years ago when he was a cadet up at Lonzi. We talked a ton about his career goals, what he wanted to do, being a police officer somewhere. And getting hired here in Yorkville, it's been good to see a friendly face as I come in the door every single day. So Sam's married to Mary Ellen. She's not here tonight, but let me tell you, she's about half of the two. She's pretty awesome. Sam was he's our most senior patrol officer for the department. He's not the oldest in the department, but our most senior officer in the department. He's a day shift supervisor, a Citizens Police Academy coordinator. He is a CIT officer, and he's also our traffic supervisor. Any traffic complaint that comes in, like I got one tonight, that I give to Sam, and Sam does all the research, the study, figuring out, do we need to put resources on it? Do we need to put signs up? Sam is that go-to person for us. So, 20 years.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Dennis has been with us for 5 years, and his better half is in the back holding the three-month-year-old team. Dennis has had a lot of sleep, so he does get kind of crabby. I don't know if you notice that, but he's actually awesome. He comes in every day. We talk about cooking different smoking meat and stuff like that. Every time he's in, he and I always have a fantastic conversation, so I really, really enjoy that. Dennis was obviously a new father. He's a CIT officer. These two here have really taken on the crisis intervention training and team. Really is what it's supposed to be and what it's about. Having these two guys together is just amazing. They know how to communicate with people, they know how to talk to people, and so it's a pleasure having them both on our CIT team. Dennis is also an instructor. He was a paramedic. He has a lot of medical knowledge, so he's a first aid buddy aid type person. When there's a critical incident, Masha gets injured, Dennis is going to teach our staff how to deal with some of the wounds and the injuries that officers may face. And Dennis served most recently as a detective with our department. So, congratulations. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Dennis, you're all set. Hands up.
Tim and Sarah. Come on up here. Don't be shy.
so I'll be introducing Sarah first. Sarah Gerlach, we're celebrating 10 years with the Yorkville Police Department. Sarah, when she left field training, I was her first patrol officer, or patrol sergeant. So we were just talking earlier. We can't believe it's been 10 years for either one of us. It's gone by really, really fast. So, yeah, I'm going to stop moving around the door, so I guess. Sarah's here with wife Audrey. Sarah has been on the Iowa Smith Mobile Field Force. While she's on the Mobile Field Force, they respond to civil unrest, one of the missions they're trained for. And she deployed to Aurora last year during the civil unrest in Aurora. So pretty intense and admirable. So Sarah is also a field training officer, which she's one of our best field training officers, I gotta say that. So it's, you know, Tim too, but he's two of my best, honestly, stand right up here. So it's nice to be able to hand off a new officer to Sarah, because you know that officer's gonna learn things the right way, and she's very passionate about it. So congratulations, and appreciate everything you do for our police department.
Thank you.
And Tim, we are celebrating 15 years. Tim has always a large following of family when he gets recognized for something. So his mother and brothers, sort of our family, are back here, including his wife, Sonia, his sons, Jacob, Logan, Colin, and his daughter, Bree. So thank you for giving us Tim here. So like I said, it's been 15 years, and during that time, Tim has been a school resource officer. He has been on Kent County SRT. He's been an evidence tech. He's been a control tactics instructor. And currently, he is a field training officer. And like I said, he's another go-to field training officer. Does an outstanding job. He's also an officer in charge when Sergeant Hunter is off. He takes over and he does a supervisor duty. He does an outstanding job. So we're very happy to have Tim. A couple facts about Tim. He grew up here in Yorkville, and he did his internship with this police department before he was hired. He originally started at Kent County Jail, correct? Corrections deputy before he came to us. So 15 years, congratulations, Tim. And here's the 35 more.
That we actually really had to switch up rankings the way that they operated.
So staffing went from a Monday through Friday job to our records staff putting in weekends and late night shifts and everything else just because, you know, we had to be here. You know, we couldn't function any other way. And just for the way that she stepped up, she's another one, if there's a special event or any kind of charity work, she submerses herself in the community. So between, I don't know how many different record systems we've had to learn over the 10 years, but new roles and everything else, she's excelled at everything. So we're very lucky to have these two people in the city, and Ryan's got at least, I think, 20 more left, and the same with you. So thank you, guys.
And then I will say, I'm just going in order. I got the list here. I made some notes. So if I'm out of order, I apologize. Kirsten, every time I go in the office, where'd she disappear to? Oh, there, right there. Y'all blend together. Sorry. And my eyes are getting worse, too. But I love it every time I go in there. See, is Jim in there? Yeah. Is he doing anything? Probably not. So it's wonderful. They're always friendly. And maybe they don't quite say it that way, but I see this now go back. So I appreciate it. Every time I know they're always friendly. And Jim has spoke very highly of you. And what happened last year, I appreciate what you've all done over there. And then Mr. Kalowski. So now this is a family tradition. Your father was a state trooper, wasn't he?
Yes.
And then his brother Bob, I went to school with his brother Bob. But we can definitely see Tim got the looks. and they'll say that about my younger brother too, so don't worry. My brother has more hair on him too. So I think it's awesome that you're following your father's footsteps. That's fantastic. And your daughter, by the way, we're doing the knuckles, man. She just about destroyed my fist. So. and then Ryan, of course, really 15 years, that's amazing. You don't even look that old, I know I told you that. But I think Tim, were you a school person as well? Did I hear him say you were school? And the school resource, I don't know how you all deal with kids. I tell you what, I've got young kids, and I love them to death. Boy, how can you deal with people who aren't your own kids and deal with them at school? Where, Bob, you know this. I was not the best student. I wasn't the best behaved student. If anyone can imagine that. So the fact that you all deal with that, I appreciate that very much. And then Dennis, I didn't realize, but every time I see the CIT, now I know what that stands for. I've been reading a lot of that lately, so you're getting a lot of work with that, aren't you? Yeah, that's important. It really is important. Everybody goes, what do you call those reports, pass-ons? Yeah, I actually read those. So if you think no one sees them, I actually read them. And sometimes I don't know what this is. So I appreciate you doing that. And then the fact, really, you aren't getting any sleep, are you?
No.
So I know what that's like. And then finally, Sam. Now I know, Sam, this, I owe you an apology. Because whenever I get a comment from somebody, oh, by the way, I got a comment on the Q Road, too. So whenever I get a comment from somebody about, hey, people are speeding through here, I let him know. So now I know who gets the brunt of that, and I appreciate it, because I call him quite frequently. So thank you, and I appreciate y'all. And the family's coming out. That's fantastic. Thanks all for coming. Sorry about me. We don't have any food here, do we? Oh, we do. And we're talking about changing uniforms one day, so I want you all to talk to Jim and Baron Ray about this. We got this thought. We're talking about maybe tweaking the uniforms a little bit. But that's something we'll talk about in the future. You liked it, don't you?
You see me golfing.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. So anyway, thank you all very much. Appreciate it. And thank the families for coming here, too. We'll see y'all later. Thank you. Save it going for me, Barry.
Cookies.
Cookies, okay.
But we always have extra kids over, so.
Is it sodas or pop?
I call it pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call it pop.
Where did he grow up?
Yeah, out west. Way west of you. I think that's like a regional thing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they call it. Coke.
Yeah, lots of Coke. Yeah, exactly. Everything's Coke. Yeah, I want to.
Kind of Coke you want.
Yeah, exactly. Diet. I don't know.
Root beer.
Yeah.
Well, root beer Coke.
Okay, so we're on the public hearings. We don't have any public hearings today, do we? Festive shirt. You have a kind of festive shirt, too?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, do we have any citizen comments on the agenda? Do you have any citizen comments? Okay. Oh, our favorite part of the meeting, the consent agenda. Is that a motion to approve, Jackie?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve
the consent agenda. Second.
And the second by Mr. Peterson. There's no discussion. We have minutes, and bills totaling $1,706,240.04. We'll do a roll call, please.
Koch?
Here. Yes.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Fantastic. Here. It won't pass. Okay, thank you. Now, next, we have the mayor's report. And we just want to give you an update on the community development vehicle. So you all approved us to, we amended the budget last time, and the vehicle we wanted was like sold from underneath our feet. But we were able to find another one. It was a little bit more, maybe what, $1,000, $800 more. We get the same vehicle. We found it from another place. We took that other money out of the budget. So we made it work, and I think we're going to be getting that vehicle this week.
Yeah, it's here. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh,
nice. Okay, so I just wanted to give an update because it was we needed a vehicle, and if anyone's trying to get a vehicle now, even used, they're just impossible to get. So just want to give an update. Now we're at Public Works. Oh wait, no, I lied. Come on. I mean, I can do it now or later, but I'll forget later. So we do have one other update. As you've all maybe heard, or you've heard maybe me talking, preschool, I told you we'd come up with a solution for preschool. We don't have actually anything to present yet, but Tim has been meeting with staff from the school district, and we feel like we're going to come up with something where we can work with the school district. We'd actually be better than anything we've had so far, but we really have nothing to report other than we're having those conversations, and they've been positive conversations, so we think we'll be having something where we'll be doing something jointly with the school district. So. That's my update, unless you have anything to add to that, Tim.
Just have a meeting still and trying to see if we can get both on the same page and figure something out here. So hopefully we'll have a better update by the end of August.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, now. Thank you, Matt. Or Manny.
No worries. So we have three motions here. We're going to start with PW 2021-28, a motion to approve the East Main Street Improvements Professional Service Agreement for Design Engineering and authorize the
Second by Milshewski. And who wants to give an update on that? Brad, you want to talk about that, Eric?
So I can talk about the engineering contract.
Whatever.
If you guys want to give a project update. So this is actually the design engineering contract, DEI, to complete a road to better roads project for next year. So we always approve things in advance of the way they can be designed. So the amount of this engineering agreement, which we are recommending for approval, is just over $96,000 in a fixed fee amount. Designs, and we're able to go out and bid it and start it next year. And do you want to talk a little bit about the scope of the project?
Yeah, sure. As it sits right now, it's roadway, water main, and sidewalk. So this is one larger project, and we want to kind of jump on top of this one to make sure. And it's a long project from Route 47 to McKee Road. So it's relatively long, relatively expensive project, including all new water main and water services.
Questions? More comments? Thank you. Okay. Any other roll call then?
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Moving on, PW 2021-49. A motion to accept bid and award contract to Shoulder to Shoulder Inc. in an amount not to exceed $139,654.75 and authorize the mayor and deputy clerk to execute.
Second
by Milchewski. And this was, what was the engineer's estimate on this? 150, 155? So this came in under?
Yes, correct.
And these are all sidewalks are approved. So I appreciate the support on this because it's a lot of sidewalks. Any questions or comments from the council? No. Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Merrick?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Trainzier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So I do have, I guess, one question. I know I've asked this, but when do we expect these to be completed?
Sure. So right now, the contractor's estimating to start in September, and we'll have it wrapped up by the end of October.
Nice. Thank you very much.
All right. Yes, we did for last year. 2021-51, bucket truck version. Part 1, a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the second amendment to the annual budget of the fiscal year commencing on May 1st, 2021 and ending on April 30th, 2022, and authorize the mayor and deputy clerk to execute. And a motion to authorize the purchase of an articulating telescopic aerial device with a material handling capabilities model TA-60 mounted on a Peterbilt Model 538 chassis from Maltech Industries through Sourcewell contract 0241-8LT for the total cost of the truck and equipment not to exceed $230,658, and also authorize the mayor and deputy clerk to execute.
Second.
I heard Plocher first, so for the second. Eric, please.
Yeah, this is actually an unexpected purchase. We have found out that our current bucket truck is at 06, and its engine is finally failing. It's just lived its life, and we went contact with the Alltech dealer. We're very happy with the Alltech product. We've had it for 14 years, now 15 years. And when he told us that it was almost a two-year wait, we kind of said, well, we need to jump on this as soon as we can to get our name in the queue. So that's what kind of led us to bring this forward as a, you know, on much of an expense. It was on the list, and we debated it this year, but we tried to save it until next year, and it just may not make it. So we put our name on the list, and hopefully, or not hopefully, it will not even be here until next budget year, so we won't have to worry about spending the actual money.
Is this going to be locked in for the price?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about it going up and down or anything else?
This is the approved contract price, the bid price, and they actually are going to carry it out until they deliver.
Nice.
And would you say how long? Is this?
It says on the contract a little over 600 days, but they're actually a little over a year. They're 400 some days right now.
Okay, so it'll be next fall.
Yes.
Yeah. Other questions, Mr. Stranger?
What's the plan if the current truck fails?
If the current truck fails, we do have there's some bigger electricians that can come do the tall lights for us. There are some local electricians that have a truck that can do the regular street lights. It just will cost a little.
Mr. Funkhauser.
Would we look to see if, you know, our partners, us, we go, or Montgomery might be able to assist instead of having a contract if we get it?
Absolutely, we will.
Okay. Well, I guess it's best to start with that one first if it's workable.
Yeah, good question. Questions on this side? Roll call, please.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Trainzier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you. Oh, that required 2/3 vote, which you got anyway. Thank you.
That includes the Public Works Commission
for that. Very nice. So that wasn't too bad after all. Okay, economic development. Do we have anything?
No report, Your Honor.
I haven't looked the right way this time. Public safety?
No report.
Ad? I had to write the names on this time, so I didn't go to the wrong people. But I got it right, so thank you all. Parkour, I think Parkour, did they meet?
We are on next Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Because I thought they had a meeting a couple weeks ago and I drove there, and I didn't realize this was canceled.
Yes, next Thursday.
Okay.
So, just a couple items. I want to thank you for everyone that attended Riverfest. We had just an incredible turnout, great weather the whole weekend. We do have two events next weekend, one with the Police National Night Out. Tuesday, August 3rd, a week from today, from 5:30 to 8:00 here at Meacher. There'll be free food, character meet and greets, music, touch a truck, and some other items. And then the next item, Wednesday, August 4th, we have our August cruise night down at Riverfront Park from 5 to 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice. Those are fun. I don't know if anyone made it down to the Riverfest. Oh my God, the weather was fantastic. It was a great time too. The weather was fantastic. So, and the music, I'm starting to like some of it, man. You know, country music grows on you as you get older. I don't know. Jackie, could you hear it at your house?
Yeah, I did go down. I heard it at my house. It was good. Well, why not the fireplace?
That's right.
Front porch.
Yeah.
Storming. idea, if you haven't sat through these meetings, similar to the public works facility, the staff will basically go in there and put down their wish list of what they think they would like, and then we start talking through growth plans and all these other things. And so, you really throw like an ideal or a worst case scenario for size of the building and functions within it before then you pair that based on different budget discussions and actual needs of the facility. So we're doing that currently with our Prairie Point budget. We thought maybe based on our timeline that we would have an idea of an overview of the facility and a budget for this meeting before asking you to vote on it August 10th. We think that has shifted at minimum one meeting back. So hopefully at the next city council meeting we'll have kind of an overview of all the changes we've made, a draft budget hopefully before walking through it, and then ask you to endorse it hopefully at the August 24th city council meeting. But there are a number of moving pieces that still have to be decided on. We're talking about things like hardening, so safety for the chamber, safety for the public areas, putting up block and bulletproofing in areas, hardening evidence rooms, things that are security issues for operations ongoing. We're trying to make sure that fits within our scope and our budget. And then we are talking about, it's come up for discussion, whether the HVAC units need to be replaced on the roof. They do have some useful life left. There are some repairs that still need to be made of several thousand dollars in order to get them there. And so the question is, do you want to do that now? Do you need to cut out some of that life at a greater cost, but then you don't have any service interruptions? If you do it a few years from now, you might be living through the building with subpar AC or heating, depending on how you do it. Talking about the roof, which you heard a report before we purchased the building, that the roof is in good working order. And it is. It's got some evidence of ponding that we need to take a look at and see if we can address in some way or another. But we're going to be putting in a bunch of new exhaust fans and some other things that are going to create holes in the roof. And so we're going to be flashing out an existing roof. It's less than ideal. So we're having conversations about whether we want to recommend something like that. Maybe as an option, if not in the plan. And high density storage. So we're touring a high density storage vendor showroom tomorrow in Elmhurst to figure out features and functionality, what we like and what we can afford, before we then go next week, or sorry, 2 weeks out, going to Chicago and see a couple of furniture vendors with our furniture team. So things are ongoing and trying to make sure everything's within what we previously talked about and within our capabilities for the month. Any questions on any of that? Great, thank you. Moving on to the water study, I've got a nice chart in the packet that kind of gives you a side-by-side of the different options. We did include the Illinois American water private option in there. It's just kind of information, even though we don't have the same level of detail or contact with them as we do Fox River, the DuPage, or the Joliet option. And wanted to just keep everybody mindful, really, of timing. So we're starting to receive ballpark ranges and figures that are draft from Joliet on cost. They've asked us not to publicly discuss them. They are still draft at this point. It's going to take us a few weeks to go back and forth with staff before we're ready to talk about them. That might be September at the earliest, depending on how long that back and forth is, before they're then expecting us to try to commit by the end of the year. So we also have identified a couple public meetings that we hope to have. One regionally, we'll probably do it at Grand Reserve in mid-September. Probably will not focus on cost because we don't think that those things will be publicly ready yet at that point, but it'll be everything else having to do with projects and just getting the public on board with what we're talking about. And then probably doing a Yorkville only public town hall a couple weeks after that. And it's my hope that we'll have the cost by that date, but no guarantees. And so we'll see what happens there. With that being said, there are a couple of things within the water source comparison that I highlighted on the memo. I'm not going to repeat them, other than I think based on the conversations that we've had publicly and internally with staff over the past few years were things that I thought you might find interesting or just wanted to take notes. So with that, I'll be quiet. If you have any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Questions on water study update? We're going to, as I said before, we're going to have this on the agenda until we make a decision. because it's important. It's important to keep in front of you. It's important for us to just be aware that there's going to be a time frame, particularly if we go the Joliet route. Joliet's got a hard deadline, so we would have to decide this fall. Unfortunately, we won't have 4 months to look at it and make a decision. So just try to keep this as fresh in your mind as possible. If you have any questions, feel free to ask in a meeting, shoot an email, whatever. So,
yeah. If there's anything too you're seeing within the memo or the charts that you have questions about, you can let me know offline too. We can try to get that on a future agenda and just provide more information. That way, maybe some of the fact-based questions aren't an issue down the road when we're trying to make decisions.
Thank you. Anything else, Bart?
No, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Cole.
What do we envision once we pick the avenue that we're going to go before we actually get to the point where fees are going to get raised and whatever else is going to be anywhere? Is that a year? Is that 2 years? That is a frequent topic of discussion, not only with us, but with our partners too, and anybody else that's having this decision. And the concept is basically you want to try to roll it in. You can start increasing rates now and put money in fund balance for later if you wanted to. But I think the conversation is, what's the timing of the construction? When are the payments in? What are the other projects we're doing that might have an impact on, our need to have a water rate adjustment at some point or another? And so that's going to be, I think, a big part of the discussion is whether we want to just wait until the last possible minute and say this is your Lake Michigan or Fox River or whatever adjustment versus rolling in over time.
Ken, that's a great question. It really is. It's more gonna think about it. We know we need rate adjustments. Just when. And fortunately, we don't need to make a decision on the rates at the same time we decide which source to go to, because whatever direction we go, we know there's gonna be several years before the costs are fully implemented. So we'll have time to think that through, but it's something that we have to be cognizant of. There's going to be real rate increases.
Well, and plus, I was thinking, because you're going to have three towns, you may have three towns going together, right? So you have that coordination. Does that happen fast? It can, yeah. It doesn't have to be. Each town, then each option is multiple outcomes. There are rate adjustments. There might be some strength in all doing the same thing. It might be better for us to just do our own thing. I think that'll be probably the most difficult discussion for everybody. I think the source choice and kind of the pros and cons, I think are going to kind of flesh them out based on your personal preferences and what you talk to residents about. But the price part of it is always the most difficult.
What's the deadline for Joliet?
Is it November?
Yeah, they're asking us to give them notification by the end of the calendar year in one way or another. And they're expecting us to sign agreements in January and February.
Okay.
So they have given us early, informal commitment letters. It's like a resolution basically saying, hey, we're seriously looking at this, that we're reviewing, but they're light on details at this point because, they're still working through the governments. They're still working through, all the cost issues, obviously.
They're one of the furthest timelines, too, in 2030.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's a 40-plus mile large water main across state lines, and not across state lines, across the region. So, yeah, it's going to be a long time.
But they actually have more urgency than we do as far as timeline. Even though it's a 10-year process, they're going to need water. At least the modeling shows us, correct, Brad?
Correct.
5 to 10 years before we will. So
2030 is when they need water. Wow. Lake Michigan, yeah.
Other questions? Chris, did I see your hand?
No, I'm contemplating the timeline that we're discussing here. So if we have to have a decision in November, we're looking at mid-September, that puts it pretty close. We're starting to have 2 months of discussion on whether or not we eliminate Joliet or go with Joliet.
Yep.
We have other options. That's my concern, is we're talking engagement, our discussion is going to be very, very tight. So we're going to probably have a couple of weeks, maybe two meetings once we get everything done in public. So this is going to be something we're going to have to take some time with special meetings or something. We're going to be digesting a lot of information in a very short amount of time, I feel. And it's a big decision if we want to go this route or take them out of play.
That's a great, great comment. We've had those discussions amongst ourselves when we met. It's not ideal, but it's just where it is. And part of that is, I don't want to say the only part, but a very, very large part is the money. And until they have the money estimates and we get a chance to review them, you know, with our team, there's not a whole lot we can do. It. Now, if the numbers come back, and I'm making this up, if the numbers come back and they're double, I think that decision, it's easy for us. You know, if they're half, then it becomes a time frame challenge. I can't disagree with anything you're saying. It's unfortunate. That's just a beast if we go that direction. Other questions? Comments? Okay, thank you. Additional business? Citizen comments? I see no citizens who walked in since the last time I heard a question. No executive session. We may have one next time. I'm not sure yet, but we may have one next time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Kaczewski, Peterson, all in
favor?
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.